It would be the greatest pay-per-view event of all time. This pay-per-view event, as far as subscriptions, would pass Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor in 2017, and it wouldn't even be close. The matchup would generate talk around the world, split families in half, but no matter how much they would charge me to watch this pay-per-view event at my house, there's no amount of money, not worth it. The winner would get 60% of all the proceeds. The loser would get 40%. All the proceeds would go to Black Lives Matter or Fag the Blue, depending on who wins and who loses. Mm-hmm. One combatant, 6 foot tall, 77 years of age, Joe Biden! In the other corner, 6'3", 74-year-old President Donald Trump.
Would absolutely be the best.
An all-around athletic competition. Let's not forget that Biden challenged President Trump to a push-up challenge in July. That would be one of that. Best 2 out of 3. President Trump has said that Joe Biden can't get his words out of his mouth and he always looks too sleepy. We will have a cheer competition. Biden recently questioned President Trump's fitness, saying our president had difficulty descending down a ramp Saturday as he addressed the cadets at the U.S. Military Academy. A ninja-style obstacle course with a wall. That's another event. We will also have 3 1-minute rounds wearing 16-ounce gloves. A 400-meter race with rest stops. A bench press that dumbbells the pink 2-pound ones are borrowed from the local gymnasium. Winner will automatically get 1 million votes. In 1 million. Ahead of you, Joe. 1 million. Ahead of you, Donald Trump. It would be the pay-per-view event of all time. I don't care how many $100 bills. I don't care if it's $1,000. Everybody come to my house and watch. However, if you believe in working hard and not blaming everybody else, you may want to go to somebody else's house and watch the big one. If you believe kneeling for the flag is not a good thing, you don't want to come to my house. Despite what certain people think, I believe what 99.9% of our heroes who are buried in hallowed areas are veterans. I think the way they would want me to think. I am not speaking for all veterans. I know we have some who believe it's a man's right or a woman's right to kneel down during the national anthem. But if every veteran who's ever given up their lives since the Revolutionary War through the war on terrorism, if I would say how would they vote, I would say 80 to 90% would say, I don't give a damn about your cause. I think it's disrespectful. I am voting for every dead veteran who paid the ultimate price and gave up his life on foreign soil because his country called upon his help. Greatest pay-per-view event of
totally,
all time.
Absolutely.
Biden, Trump, buy it now. Winner gets 60%, loser gets 40%, and the winner is already up 1 million votes to none. Let's get it out.
Eagle 98.1.